Faster loading, leaner infra. FlashPack, a new PurePython file format and loader for PyTorch, targets the painfully slow model checkpoint I.O. that often bottlenecks large models. The authors claim 3-6 times faster loads than Accelerate, Load State Dictin 2, even without GPU direct storage, and it works anywhere. That promise comes with the usual caveat from practitioners: your storage still matters. As one user noted, if you're not loading off fast SSDs, the ceiling on speedups is low. On the hardware side, the Llama.cpp community surfaced early M5 neural accelerator benchmarks. Details in the post are thin, but the signal is clear. Users are actively testing new acceleration paths for local inference, which keeps model latency trending down on commodity hardware. Infrastructure choices remain a recurring theme beyond AI-specific code. One widely shared blog argues that while Kafka is fast, many pub/sub and queue workloads are perfectly happy on Postgres, especially when you factor in operational complexity and total cost. If AI is speeding up everything upstream and downstream, choosing the simplest reliable queue can matter more than its theoretical peak throughput. DIY GPU rigs versus racks. Community advice for building a GPU render AI compute setup leans pragmatic. Pack as many GPUs as possible into a single system to reduce internode latency and simplify management. One example motherboard cited supports up to 20 GPUs across PCIe lanes and bifurcation modes. Used AMD MI50 32GB cards are highlighted as cost-effective alternatives to consumer NVIDIA boards, while the RTX 4090 is flagged as poor value for AI due to the price-to-VRAM ratio and missing features relative to newer architectures. For inference, NVLink is not essential. High-bandwidth PCIe can suffice if your workload shards correctly. CPU plus GPU inference can save money at low concurrency using backends like ikllama.cpp, but for many users or higher throughput targets, GPU-only with VLLM becomes the right tool. Platform choice depends on whether you're doing GPU-only inference. Older EPDR4 is fine, mixed CPU-GPU paths, DDR5 bandwidth helps, or planning PCIe 5.0 era training with Blackwell-class GPUs, where host bandwidth becomes a constraint. Physics-heavy workloads are also getting sharper tools. Zozo's Open Contact Solver focuses on robust contact handling in physics simulations, relevant to rendering, robotics, and animation systems where determinism and stability under many contacts can stress both CPU and GPU resources. It's another reminder that not all AI compute is neural nets. Production pipelines often blend simulation and learned components, each with different hardware bottlenecks. IDEs, agents, and orchestration. Cursor 2.0 pushes the AI IDE envelope with a new composer model that purportedly rivals frontier models while being much faster, a cleaned-up agent view, native browser DevTools integration, and a clever use of Git worktrees to run multiple agents in parallel on the same repo. The video praises speed and concurrency, but questions opaque benchmarks, and notes Composer isn't yet on public leaderboards like LM Marina or SWE Bench. Side-by-side UI coding demos show promise, but leave quality parity with Claude and GPT-5 an open question. Beyond IDEs, builders keep hunting for simpler agent infrastructure. A post about a highly adaptable toolkit to build APIs and agents was removed, but comments asked about contributing and about examples vis-a-vis ADK and Action Engine, suggesting demand for lower complexity agent plumbing that handles streaming and multimodality well. Another removed post pitched an open source lovable with custom agents, full stack support, and local models, again pointing to a crowded space converging on similar needs: orchestration, observability, and model runtime choice without vendor lock. Teams working with Model Context Protocol, MCP, are also asking about scoping. One thread asks how to enable an MCP server only for specific subagents to save context. This kind of concern, how to partition tools, memory, and permissions cleanly across agent roles, is exactly where orchestration breaks or makes systems. Gene Kim and Steve Yegi argue that to scale AI work, you must move beyond managing individual contributors and tools, layers 1 and 2, to mastering organizational wiring, layer 3. The structure, workflows, communication norms, and coordination that enable humans and AI agents to collaborate effectively. They show that success hinges on how work is partitioned and integrated, for example, the NUMMI transformation, and warn that without a strong layer 3 design, even excellent people and tools won't deliver high performance. Indeed, DORA's data suggests that organizations adopting AI without learning to orchestrate agent-human systems initially suffer worse performance metrics. Jobs, capability, and the coherence premium. A LinkedIn editorial frames an employment paradox. In U.S. sectors leading AI adoption, information, finance, professional services, job growth appears to be rising, though the effect is early, small, and with cautionary caveats about data quality. The interpretation: augmentation is currently outpacing replacement, where organizations can add memory, context, and observability on stable rails. In that world, the scarce resource shifts from raw capability to coherence, the ability to compose, verify, and align work across people and systems. The piece argues that developers become system conductors, and advisors move from information delivery to constrained interpretation. Culture and coordination determine whether firms translate demos into leverage or into human patchwork. Policy implication: prepare for reallocation more than mass replacement, and train for the missing middle that sits between human reasoning and system behavior. Scoreboards tighten, stakes shift. On the public scoreboard, Minimax M2 entered the top 10 overall LLMs on the artificial analysis benchmark, with the post claiming the production gap is now 7 points from GPT-5. Caveats apply to any single benchmark, but the direction tracks what many teams feel. Production-grade models are improving faster than many workflows can absorb. Meanwhile, a Reddit thread debated OpenAI's governance changes, with commenters asserting Microsoft now holds a 27% stake and arguing over whether OpenAI completed its shift to a for-profit structure versus simply setting up to do so. The thread underscores that even basic facts remain contested in the absence of definitive public filings in the discussion. The only safe takeaway is that ownership and structure continue to evolve. Defining AGI with psychometrics. A formal attempt to pin down AGI proposes a quantifiable definition: match the cognitive versatility and proficiency of a well-educated adult, grounded in the Kettlehorn-Carroll CHC theory of human cognition. The framework spans 10 core domains: reasoning, memory, perception, and more, adapting human psychometric batteries to evaluate AI systems. Applied to today's models, the authors find a jagged profile: strong in knowledge-heavy tasks, but with deficits in foundational machinery like long-term memory storage. They report AGI scores such as GPT-4 at 27% and GPT-5 at 57%, quantifying progress while emphasizing the remaining gap. Whatever one's view of a single scoring system, bringing psychometric rigor to multi-domain evaluation is a constructive step beyond leaderboard whack-a-mole. Cheaper data, smarter research agents. VellumForge 2 is a high-performance, highly configurable tool for generating DPO-style datasets via a hierarchical LLM pipeline. Its differentiator is an optional LLM as judge, rubric scoring, taking inspiration from how Kimi-K2 used rubric-based evaluation to lift writing quality. It supports any OpenAI-compatible API, including local servers and VLLM, manages rate limits, runs concurrent workers, and can upload directly to Hugging Face without the CLI. The author shows a sample run creating 1,000 high-quality rows in under a few hours using NVIDIA's free NIM API with Kimi-K2-0905 plus a small local model for rejections. One linked dataset completed in 36 minutes, which would have without a judge. Templates are TOML, so any language is possible. TTS applicability was left unanswered by the author. On the consumption side, Poker Research 7B positions itself as a 7B deep research. It combines reinforcement learning from AI feedback, RLF, with a robust reasoning scaffold to decompose queries, retrieve sources, and synthesize grounded answers across multiple independent research threads. Technically, it fine-tunes from Qwen 257B Instruct with RLOO, a reinforced leave-one-out variant, 32K context, and 8 research threads per prompt, trained 5 days on 8x A180G. Reported results show SOTA among 7B scale open deep research agents across 10 benchmarks, e.g. Gaia, 2Wiki Multi-Hop QA, NQ Hotpot QA, with the RTS variant improving mean AT4 accuracy further. Apache 2.0 licensing and tool augmentation make it attractive for integration, but, as the model card notes, It still depends on external data quality and should not be used for high-stakes decisions without verification. Deity in animation and image editing, Toon Composer proposes post-keyframing for cartoons. Unify in-betweening and colorization in one AI stage after artists provide sparse keyframe sketches and at least one colored reference. Built on a diffusion transformer, Deity Video Foundation Model, WAN 2.1, it introduces a spatial low-rank adapter, SLRA, to adapt spatial appearance to the cartoon domain while preserving temporal priors. The system supports region-wise control and minimal inputs, even one sparse sketch plus one colored frame, aiming to reduce labor and error propagation that plagues separate in-betweening and colorization stages. The authors provide a curated dataset and PK bench to simulate production use cases. In still image editing, Quen Image Edit Meitu fine-tunes a D-based architecture to improve visual consistency, aesthetic quality, and structural alignment for complex edits. Trained with aesthetic discriminators and curated aesthetic score datasets, it claims better color balance, detail preservation, and performance across portraits, environments, products, and illustrations with integration hints for comfy UI workflows. It's Apache 2.0 licensed, which helps adoption in commercial pipelines. For physics-grounded scenes, Zozo's Contact Solver offers a specialized toolkit to improve contact resolution in simulations, critical for believable interactions in animated and interactive content, and often a limiting factor in production robustness when scenes get dense. Security tooling meets real-world surveillance. The gray zone between research tool and malware remains crowded. Discord Rat is a Python 3 remote administration tool controllable over Discord with more than 20 post-exploitation modules, from shell execution and file exfiltration to webcam shots, keylogging, clipboard capture, and input blocking. The repo includes Pi installer build steps and a long command list. It's labeled for educational use only, but defenders should treat it as another commodity rat to detect and block. ICREV goes lower in the stack. An ICMP-based covert tunnel for an encrypted reverse shell, written in Go and using only the standard library. It supports static or auto-generated keys and authenticates payloads via HMAC SHA-56. Operating over ICMP helps bypass naive egress controls. Running it often requires disabling system echo responses to avoid conflicts. Red teamers will appreciate the portability. Blue teamers should monitor ICMP patterns more closely. Meanwhile, a Colorado case shows the societal stakes when surveillance tools meet everyday policing. A woman accused of stealing a sub-$25 package was told camera evidence 100% proved her guilt. Flock license plate data and a doorbell clip. She compiled her own mobile and vehicle telemetry, building entry footage, and Rivian dashcam/GPS logs to prove innocence. Charges were dropped 2 weeks later, but without apology, raising questions about due process and error handling in mass camera networks. Denver recently extended its Flock contract with safeguards to limit cross-jurisdiction and federal access. Still, the burden of proof initially flipped in practice. Old school surround, evergreen lessons. A deep dive on analog surround recalls how Dolby brought cinematic immersion to two-channel media. By matrix encoding four logical channels, left, right, center, and a band-limited phase-encoded surround, into two optical tracks on 35mm film, Dolby Stereo delivered backward-compatible programs that sounded fine on mono stereo but bloomed into surround when decoded. The surround was never fully discrete, but psychoacoustics and noise reduction made it work surprisingly well in cinemas and homes for decades. There's a modern echo here. Clever encoding, compatibility, and well-designed Layer 3 interfaces can sometimes beat brute force throughput. Whether you're squeezing checkpoint loads, coordinating agents, or routing events on Postgres instead of Kafka, the engineering of interfaces and protocols determines how far your system goes before it trips over itself.